Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Head coach of the MTSU Blue Raiders is here as well. He has been waiting patiently to join us here on the Midday 180, and we certainly appreciate that, Coach. How are you?
I'm great. Appreciate you guys having me.
We are excited for the Midday 180 night out. It's coming up this Saturday night, 6 p.m. Floyd Stadium kickoff between the Blue Raiders and Florida Atlantic. We'll be in the house. We're excited about it. And I know you're excited to get conference play started.
Yeah, I am. We are. We've had a great week and a half here so far, preparation. But, you know, you don't want to use an NFL term preseason. But I told our team after the Georgia game that in the big scheme of things, you know, the preseason is over. And, you know, now is when it really, not all games count, but these are very, this is what you play for now, conference play.
Maybe a simple answer here, but whenever you're playing the money games early for programs, Florida Atlantic certainly did this too. They played Oklahoma and UCF. I don't know the details there. I'm assuming those are the money games for them. Is it difficult if you're in a lower tier conference to scout your upcoming opponent based on their opponent? Like, yeah. If it is Florida Atlantic going to have difficulty scouting middle based on the performance against Georgia, for instance?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. It's harder, and it's even as your coach, it's hard to really know what you've got because there was such a size and speed differential between us and Georgia. And I said this earlier this week that you couldn't have slid a credit card between our receivers and their DBs. The coverage was so tight. We couldn't get open. We couldn't get any separation. And I'm hoping that was more of because of Georgia than because of us. So, yeah, you know, we watched the Oklahoma game, and you've got to watch it in context that, you know, you're going against the best players in the country. So, you know, we would have evaluated the Air Force and the UCF game probably more so than the Oklahoma game.
We talked to you before the season, and we talked about wanting to stay healthy through this tough stretch of games before you got to conference play. How healthy are you guys coming off that murderer's row of games?
Yeah, not good. You know, we lost three guys in the Georgia game for the year. You know, we had a torn Achilles and a broken collarbone and a knee. So, you know, we're not. Hopefully, we'll be better in the next couple of weeks. But right now, we still got a bunch of guys that are going to be on the table.
Lane Kiffin brings his team to town this Saturday night. They've got a transfer freshman quarterback from Oklahoma. Speaking of Oklahoma, four-star recruit there. They can go fast. I know you want to be ready for the trick plays against their offense and special teams. Also, they have a running back for just football fans out there, Devin Singletary. He's going to play in the league. He's a smaller back. He's 5'9", 5'10". He's special. He's only a junior, probably an early entrant in the NFL draft. No one's speaking for him. I'm just assuming that. And it's a player that I know has kept you up at night for the last couple of years. He's dynamic.
Yeah, he really came on the scene last year and ended up with 33, 36 touchdowns last year, which was the third all-time most in the history of college football. And he's kind of on that same path right now with what he's got. So he's special. He's really good. He's got my vote for coming out early. He ought to come out early.
Of course, yeah. I agree.
And but no, he's really good. And he was the offensive player of the year in the conference last year. Their offense revolves around him, you know, and he's good in the pass game. And you guys watch him. He's good without the ball. And I think that's what always makes – you know, good players, great players. You know, he blocks in pass protection. He carries out fakes. He blocks for the quarterback in their run game. He's good in the passing game, catching the ball. He's a really, really good player.
Hey, aside from Midday 180 being in the house on Saturday night, I know the coaches across the country this weekend, they're doing a special deal where they're honoring a cause, or you may have more details on that.
Yeah, this weekend is coach's cure for MD, muscular dystrophy. And so everybody, all the coaches will wear a patch. And then we're honoring a family, a local family, Garrett Sapp, who's a young kid, he'll be an honorary captain for us this week.
Awesome. Awesome.
You're seeing it across college football now, the new rule with the four game, and then you could redshirt playing up to four games. How do you think it'll affect your program? We've seen it with Clemson and Alabama and talk of different programs, high-profile guys, high-profile recruits deciding they want to go somewhere else and play quickly. Do you think this is something that's going to affect you guys here at MTSU also?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Is this an area where you could benefit, I guess, also?
I think it could. Right now, it's benefiting us in the way that we can play some guys and still redshirt them.
Right.
While all the players that we've got are hurt, we were able to play some guys that normally you couldn't. And then as the season progresses, I'm sure October 15th is when any kid can go in any sport, can go into their compliance office and say, I want to transfer. And you've got 2 days. Once that kid says that, you've got 2 days where you have to put him in a portal where every college in America can see that Johnny Smith from Middle Tennessee wants to transfer. Sammy Smith from Clemson wants to transfer. So everybody will be able to see that. And I'm sure we'll have some guys that may want to do that. I think it's going to be so hard. I didn't realize that so many guys would quit. You know, there's been two receivers at Auburn, a receiver at Arkansas, the quarterback, at Clemson. There's so many guys, those are just the ones that we know about, that you hear about, that are quitting, that don't want to, I guess, take a chance on the coach putting them in that fifth game. And I think it's going to be really hard for college coaches to manage their roster now, because you've got, you know, two receivers at Auburn that are going to quit and transfer. Well, you weren't planning on that last year in your recruiting class. So I think it's just going to be hard to manage your roster.
Coach Rick Stockstill has been our guest. Again, kickoff 6 p.m. this Saturday, Floyd Stadium, MTSU against Florida Atlantic, conference play. And I know you're hoping for a good crowd. It's going to be good weather. Yeah. The only game in town. It should be fun.
Yeah, I think it'll be great. Like you said, the weather's going to be great. And, you know, I just hope we have a great atmosphere out there. And, you know, we only had 5 home games this year, and we've already down 1, so you're down to 4. So I hope they come out and support this team.
We're going to do our part. We'll be there.
I appreciate you guys.